so much that I spent 2 years collecting all of my tears. A lot of people are like, that doesn't make sense. How did you do that? Picture me with like a Tupperware container under my eyes. I had no idea whether I was a person who cried a lot. And the only way of knowing would be to kind of like get some data around it.
You knew you cried regularly, but you didn't know what a lot was. As in,
yeah, exactly.
How much do other people cry?
Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, crying's usually a really private thing, so...
That's right. People don't usually show their collection of tears. They usually just keep it in their cupboard.
How many times have I cried today? Already? I cried like 3 times.
Just in the editing break between recording the bits of this book.
That is true. Yeah.
Honor Eastley and Graham Panther in their podcast called The Big Feels Club. Hi, it's All in the Mind on RN. I'm Lynn Malcolm. Today, ways to live when it seems life is not worth living. Connections, alternatives, and procrastinations in the face of your darkest thoughts. Graham Panther is a mental health advocate and consultant and came to this work after his own experience of mental illness. He had a breakdown in his early 20s and he felt he lost touch with
Dallas, The Alice, The Alice, The Alice, The Alice, The Alice, The Alice,